In today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about negotiations.
Because we're all negotiating, especially in business, all the time.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
Hi, I'm Heaton Shaw.
And I'm Stelly FD. Everything in life is really negotiation one way or another. At least you could look at it that way.
Well, I mean, it's always, unless your brains are joined, it's a negotiation because whatever you want is not necessarily what the other person wants.
There's also a nice quote. I don't remember the original author of it, but it's, in life you don't get what you deserve, you get what you negotiate. I like that.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Not a bad quote.
Must be a salesperson saying that.
No, I don't think so.
Well, then it's more impressive.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly. But one of the reasons why we want to talk about this is that a lot of people ask, a lot of our audience, which is awesome, are people that are small in one way or another. So they're either individual founders, single founders, bootstrapped, or self-funded startups, but also just VC-funded startups.
Yeah, early-stage companies.
People that are trying to accomplish big things.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to get good at negotiating.
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's with, you know, co-founders, doesn't matter if it's with investors, doesn't matter if it's with customers, they're going to have to or acquirers, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They're going to have to learn how to negotiate, no matter if they think that's something that's part of their strength or not. So let's talk about some core principles that we believe in when it comes to negotiation, and then we'll just take it from there and see if we get to some tactical stuff.
Yeah, I think for me, some of the best negotiations or even relationships, because negotiation and relationships kind of go together too, right? Because negotiation implies there's another party, whether it's a company or a person. For me, one of the things is like if everyone's able to lay out their needs on the table, it works out better.
Yeah.
So I always try to like one of my principles is like, can we just figure out what we all want? And if not, like I'll keep asking you or I'll keep coming up with things that are a win for you. And am I right? Am I wrong? So I use strategies around getting everything on the table. That's what I call that. And that's a core principle for me. If I can get everything on the table, great. And for me specifically on that one, if I can't get everything on the table from the other party, I'll go figure it out.
Mm. What does that mean?
Do whatever I can to figure out what it is they care about. Look into their business, if it's a partnership, if it's an investor, it's like talking to a bunch of their investors, be like, how is this person on the board? Right? And just asking things that they might not be able to tell me because they don't know how to tell me.
Okay. So would you summarize that as core negotiation principle for you is transparency?
Yeah.
And understanding the other side? Is that
Like and what I would say is even transparency, it's like the search, not even transparency. I think that's too far.
Okay.
Right? Because like there's always like a give and take in these things, right? Because that's why we call it a negotiation. We're not talking about a conversation, right? We're talking about getting people wanting something from each other.
Yes.
Right? That's the definition, right? Yeah. So to me, it's actually not transparency. It's like, can we just put it all on the table? What do you care about? What do I care about? Right? In the context of this relationship.
Right.
And a lot of times people can't figure it out on the other end.
Yeah.
So I'll go get context about their business or whatever. Because fundamentally, it's usually about how do we all make money together? That's usually what most negotiations are about.
Right. So let's talk about, let's maybe even step one foot back and think about what are we optimizing for, right? In negotiation, you can optimize for the short term or the long term.
Yep.
Right? So maybe an overly simplified way of thinking about this is to say short term is probably a win-lose negotiation where you're trying to get as much as possible from the other side and give as little as possible.
Okay. And then that's a short-term way of thinking about negotiation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then win-win is probably more of a long-term thinking of negotiation. Like, how can we
deal with this person for years, or I'm going to be doing business with this person for a long time. I mean, I'm just trying to quantify back to what is long-term versus short-term.
Right.
Because I think people can get confused about that. Yeah. I think there's a simple way, which is we're going to have to be in this relationship one way or another for a while.
Yes.
If this works, we're going to do more business with them.
Right.
That's the language I would use internally if we were talking about a partner, for example, any kind.
Okay.
You know?
So far, I think those are very core, simple principles.
Yeah.
But I think that...
Which is like pick which one?
Pick which one.
In this situation.
But I think that my hunch is that our audience... one of the things that that you're going to encounter... If we all could just lay it out, it could be like, what do you want? What do I want? Yeah. Let's just be real with each other and let's find a way to make this work. Life would be simple.
Yes.
I find that a lot of times when people come into a negotiation, a lot of times the other party, they're not coming in with that framework, right? They come in either from a position of assumed power or from a position of this is what I know about negotiation. Yeah. So they try to squeeze as much. They try to be overly aggressive. They apply pressure.
Yeah.
Right. So that hey, let's just all be real with each other doesn't really work there as well.
Yeah.
And if you know if we're talking to an engineering audience, right? If somebody's like more of an engineer, single founder of a self-funded startup, they're like, I'm not a really good negotiator, and I go talk to this really big company, and they're trying to squeeze down my price as much as possible. Yeah. I can't just be like, let's lay it out on the floor. Let's just be all real and find a way to make this work.
Yeah.
Because that's not the paradigm that they're coming into the conversation
with. That doesn't matter.
Why? How do you deal with that? How do you deal with the other opposing party having a completely different frame of mind?
You're trying to figure out the other party's intention.
Okay.
Right? And even if their intention is we want to pay the lowest price for something,
yeah,
it's your job to explain to them how they are paying the lowest price for it. Right. So this is just a strategy. It's like what you want, I will repeat and say, yes, you want that. Cool. Yeah. Let's figure out what that looks like.
Right.
Right. And why this is the lowest price or whatever. Right. So it's like it doesn't really matter how the other party's coming. If your approach is, look, I'm going to lay out my intentions. I'm going to lay out how I think about it. So that's why you often hear, and I don't know if this is good or bad, but you often hear people saying, oh, at that price, we're not even making any money.
Yeah.
I'm not saying whether that's a good or bad. Yeah. There's a time for all these strategies.
Yes.
Sometimes, most of the time, it's bad to say that.
Yeah.
But there's sometimes when you just need to say it because the person's just persistent about price.
Yeah.
You're like, look, I'm not going to make much money, so let's just not do it.
Yeah. I even just because I remember this sales guy once, the hey, we're not even making money. That's one way of saying it.
Yeah.
A better way, I heard once a sales guy say, we can't give you any more money. Like, we've lowered the price to the degree. I don't have any more money to give you.
Awesome.
Like, it was an interesting,
I like
it.
See? Interesting that's good.
Way of phrasing things, right? But
and then the person's like, what? What do you mean you can't give me more? Well, I've already given you money. I gave you a discount, whatever.
Yeah, I can't give you any
love
more
it.
Money.
Yeah,
I really like that.
Yeah.
But to me, one of my core principles that really fits into what you're saying, I think in a way that allows people to do it, is you need to know what your line in the sand is. You need to know your price. You need to know what am I willing to do, what I'm not willing to do before you enter the negotiation.
Yes.
Because you very casually talk about it and very like, I'm going to just tell them what I want, then what they want. And then I'm like, what if they're aggressive? And you're like, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
The reason why you have that inner balance, that what I call friendly strength, is that you know.
You already know what you want. Yes, you did the work. You prepared. So
you know what
I think
want.
It's preparation. Yeah. Preparation is what a lot of people don't do, right?
Preparation?
Like,
that's one, I think. But the other component of this is knowing when you're going to walk away, just entering the discussion, entering a negotiation where you say, I want to win, but I'm okay walking away.
So
a lot of people never enter a negotiation with, I could just say no to this. And they're trying to make this work. That's the number one priority. And then they lose sight of, is this a deal that works anymore or not? Because they're just trying to make it work.
I'm going
to
give everybody a deadly strategy.
All
the
right.
deadly strategy is no matter what happens, I will be happy. If you could internalize that, it's on.
I like that.
I mean, it's not even a trust me. It's like every time I've internalized that in a negotiation, I get what I want.
Right.
Because I basically said, I'll be happy with any outcome.
Right.
And that doesn't mean you don't want it bad.
Yeah.
There's always one you want.
Right.
But if you could just internalize and say, I'll be happy regardless of what happens here. Because there's a chance this just won't be a good deal.
Yes.
Because I don't know the other party. I don't know what they're doing. I'm ready for alternatives for myself.
Yeah.
So that's what that's also, you could call it preparation or you could call it like knowing your limit, right? But like for me, it's like, there's going to be limits and great, those are parameters. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm willing to walk away either way if this doesn't make sense.
Okay.
So you're really trying to figure out if this makes sense
together. You know why though? Because you come into the negotiation from a framework or a frame of mind that says we're equal.
Yes.
And I think too many people don't.
No.
Especially when they negotiate
with
a big VC
so
firm,
what?
A big company.
So what?
There is a reason why they're negotiating with you.
Yes.
And it's not because you're worthless and so small that you don't matter. You know, a lot of times I hear startups that go, we're so small and this company, this deal would change our lives.
Yeah.
That's the wrong frame of mind.
That's right.
The right deal will change both companies.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why a lot of people say in startups you can't do partnerships. You don't need partnerships, and it's because I think they don't take this approach.
Yeah.
Where it's like either way, we're gonna do our business whether we do this deal or not. It would be great to do this deal, and honestly, I will verbalize that to them.
Yeah.
If like if we're negotiating hard, I'm like, look, I want to make this work, but I'm totally willing to walk away because if we can't come to a good deal that makes sense for everybody, it doesn't make sense for anyone. It
doesn't make sense. Yeah.
But like, that's the internalizing. I'll be happy either way.
Yeah.
And that requires you to have a plan B.
Right.
Right. And that's what people forget. It's like, have confidence in some plan B. Even if it's not the better option, yeah, it's a option.
Yeah.
And that'll help you just not be so like, I want this, I want this, I want this. Because you cannot go into a negotiation going, I want this, I want this, I
yeah,
want this.
Yeah.
And because you're going to internalize it to the point where it's, you're going to feel bad if you don't get it.
Right.
And then you're going to be paralyzed for a while. I've